than...
His cognition will not be affected classically in FA. His mind will be there. I will debate my Australian friends who do some very sophisticated tests and try and show that there's a subtle cognitive phenotype, but they're not here, so I don't have to. I'll have that video count. But I'm not convinced they've leveled the playing field enough to be sure about their comments there. And if it, the way people with FA retain normal cognition, but the walking will get worse, and the hand coordination will get worse. And eventually, most likely, the speech will be affected if we do not find a new therapy. That is, but by being in this room and meeting these other individuals here, you can help be one of the people who finds those therapies. We need to learn about people, see how they change, so we can help the people who make the new drugs do trials of those things. We don't have a medication right now. That said, I would expect that at CHOP, Susan and I are participating in one clinical trial together now. I know she's been invited to be in a second clinical trial. We expect to have two more, which we will begin enrolling within the next 6 to 8 months. How do you find out what works? Well, you got to take some chances and do some. You got to try. And by working together, we can figure these things out.
Could you mention how you get signed up for that? Because I don't think we've mentioned that, and some people might not be signed up for the registry.
So, in most, ideally in all, probably in most clinical trials, which recruit in Friedreich ataxia, we will get it approved by our IRB, and we'll know how many people we're looking to recruit. And then we both follow more than the 20 individuals we personally were asked to recruit for EPI 743, and more than 20 eligible individuals. So we will send out, as soon as we'll pick a time, 10 o'clock, we pick a time, 10 o'clock in the morning Eastern time usually, send an email to all our patients, and simultaneously the FARA registry will send an email to all the patients in their registry who are eligible. They're restricted by age usually, because that's usually an inclusion criteria. They may restrict it geographically. And then whoever calls up and meets the inclusion criteria gets to participate, essentially. They get screened and then they participate. Now that's ideal. Sometimes the trials are smaller and they will use very limited email announcements. Situations of the big, we try to be somewhat geographic because we know it is a financial expense most time for people to come to Philadelphia. EPI 743, I think it's like 9 visits over the course, is it 9 over 18 months? It's 9 over a year. If you're in the compassionate use study, it's a large number of visits to get to know Dr. Lynch's clinic. So there is a little bit of geographical distribution. So you sign up for the FARA registry, and you hear about the clinical trials, but you also hear about the other studies, which are the natural history studies and the biomarker studies, which are equally important to that getting to that four-letter word cure. I suspect Ron has heard the story, but I received a grilling 1 week ago from an individual who really wants us to find more cardiac data as soon as possible. What time is it right now? Maybe by the end of this meeting or something like that. So I would, for those of you who are sending echoes and things to CHOP for the Natural History of Cardiac Disease, please keep sending them, because that data has to be recalculated. And it has to be recalculated for a major study, which I have not mentioned, and I might mention Sunday. I'll think about it. I have to keep people around till Sunday. So those natural history studies also get announced. They are equally important toward that getting to that cure thing. Because without that background information, you can't keep the studies small enough to be financially doable, and you can't design them so that they work well.
Are you saying that we'd sent cardiac data before, we need to send it again?
We would like to see it again, because I was asked for the detailed map of how people's echoes change over a long period in FA, accounting for age, GA repeat length, sex, and body mass index.
That's a good question.
It is a very good question. And the only way you can, because people are so different, the only way you can do it is collect and analyze them. A large quantity of
data. I'm not
sleeping tonight, though.
Okay, I want to go back and make a point.
Nor are my coordinators, otherwise, really hate me right now.
Especially for you first timers, if you haven't registered on the registry, again, that's on the FAA, that's on the FARA website, curefa.org, and it's very, I think it's right on the front of the thing. So if you haven't registered, please do, because that's very important.
I would also note that FARA has a registry, I think, of about a little more than 1,000 United States patients, but international patients as well, so you can find out about the studies.
So 2 points there is that on the FARA website, there are 2 registries that you can sign up for. One is the clinical trial registry. The other one is the natural history study. And well, you're looking doubtful.
Okay, I know what you mean.
If you go in and you look, on the web page where they talk about the CCRN, the clinics that these wonderful people are part of, it'll refer to a natural history study. To sign up for that, you call their assistance to get signed up for it. For the FARA registry, you actually go into the website and fill out a registry form. The other thing I wanted to mention, because you're asking, how do I get into the clinical trial? If you're on FAPG, and I'm not beating this to death just to beat it to death, but if you're on FAPG, you will have ample notice well before these two people are allowed to do anything at their respective sites, because they have to get through their IRBs. You will know about it, and you are free to send either one of them an email and tell them, I'm really interested in this. And then when they send their email out, at the moment they get approval, then you'll be on it.
Yeah, we have email addresses on all our pages. I don't know if you do that. I would note that it's wonderful to have such a well-developed system. We recruited the EPI 743 trial was asking for 20 adults for each site, for between 18 and 45, with a FARS score less than 90 and greater than 20. That's sort of that's pretty broad range. No other health problems, no significant cardiac disease. We recruited that study in 2 hours and 43 minutes.
Wow.
It's unheard of. However, I got some emails the next day from some of parents of my long-time patients who were not near their cell phones at that moment, and thus missed, and it's the best system in the world, it's the worst system in the world. If we could, we designed trials with 300 people, but it doesn't work that way.
Yeah. But yeah. Fortunately, the second trial is going to have basically the same criteria, so just, you know, the ones who didn't get on their speed dial fast enough, you know, can go into the second trial.
That is indeed true.
Yeah. Excellent. I'm glad you said that, because that's part of what I wanted to ask. We've got 10 years of natural